Hello, my friend. It's Dan Rally speaking this time to you from the mountain again. I'm here and clouds are going over. There's been a wonderful shower coming through here a few times this morning, and we've just had days of rain. That's appealing to us right here because we've had quite a bit of that. Yesterday it was spectacularly sunny and quite beautiful, and then one could only live one's life, it seems, from where they are. But we're not only there. And so that's a bit of a theme of this reflection. So if I'm leaving you confused or leading you into confusion, be wherever you are, whether it's sunny or rainy right now, and just be attentive to the deep breath of God stirring your heart and mind. The last time we shared one of these podcasts, I did my reflection from the California coast. I was there for a conference with some Benedictines, the Camaldolese, celebrating their 1,000 years of founding right near one of the holy mountains that after Romuald was in Tuscany, Francis came there, taking time in prayer as well. It's the glorious golden and then glorious green mountains of that region, and I'm sure a place that gets soaked by rain as well. We've been saturated some, but we're saturated by other things, and it seems, and I understand from Greg, I've shared with you before some of the reflection by Thomas Merton about rain and listening to it. Today's gospel, so I'm sharing this with you on the 16th of June, and it's a early morning before Eucharist here at the mountain. So all of you, I'll remember, and all of you who you wish to be will be deeply present with us at Eucharist. The readings for today that are striking me are Galatians 2, 16, 19 to 21, and the gospel given for today, Luke 7, 36 to 8, 3. Paul notably is letting us know of a beautiful strength and vitality that's been going on in his conversion earlier in Galatians that we would have heard a week ago if we'd been in a place that shares a common lectionary. We would have heard him acknowledging that this revelation came immediately from God to him, a breaking in. In paintings, it's a breaking forth of a cloud and light coming, or Paul off his horse, but it's this immediate transition and opening up, God raining down upon Paul. And Paul receiving the rain of this love and life, it enlivens him. And he says in this part of Galatians, I have been crucified with Christ. Yet I live no longer I, but Christ lives in me. Insofar as I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who has loved me and give him himself up for me. Deep, intimate recognition. And I think this is the crucifixion. He's certainly not saying that he now is up on the same cross of Christ or enduring that significant and particular transforming intersection, we might say, convergence of God's love and our own darkness in a world that denies itself and others. No, this is the self-affirming Paul who says to affirm myself is to come to know Christ. No longer I live, but Christ lives in me. In the flesh, I now live in the flesh. He hasn't left the world, but this flesh is not sarx et somat, the integrated self. So beautifully noted for us as we listen to this from his Hebrew background and ours. Not the divided self, but the whole self now being reunited, coming to fullness in Christ. It's a lot to drink in, and that's why rain's good to listen to. And other things as well, especially God's love that comes down upon us. The gospel today, to keep it simple and then say just a few more things in this reflection, is the beautiful passage where Jesus is dining again, this time with one of the Pharisees. He's been welcomed into the home of Simon. We hear near the end of this one that Simon didn't offer washing his feet or doing some of the core of hospitalities. Maybe he was just anxious to hear Jesus, or he was hungry too. But the reclining at the table, and a woman arrives, who soon is anointing Jesus' feet, which he's wept upon, and is bathing his feet with these tears, wiping them with her hair. and anointing them not only with oil, but scented oil, ointment, which is a symbolic sign of recognition of sacredness and healing all at once. Pharisee, the householder, Simon, takes some exception, and Jesus ends up closing the story by opening it up, and right now opening our hearts to the reality of God coming to us in Jesus Christ, God breaking in on you. You might say, that is not my path, or I haven't met that path. I don't have an experience of Christ. And I'd say, well, then, could it be the light of God's love, the breath of air right now that comes to your face, the experience of rain, or whatever it is that we might listen to, that lifts us from our self-centeredness to a love, life, forgiveness, reconciliation, peace-centeredness. You see, Jesus makes the point that this woman has been healed, and her gestures are an acknowledgement of that. It's somehow in a deep, personal, we would say intimate relationship with Jesus, probably prior before this supper time in this household that she's now come to, that she's come to the to know, realize, and maybe unselfconsciously show that, Lord, you're the Lord, and I love you, and you've healed me. But healing isn't enough to be only healed. Forgiveness isn't enough unless it grows to what forgiveness is. In Christ, so needed in the world. Reconciliation. She's come to the one that she had come into a room whole, able to be whole, but not held in this reconciliation, still caught in legal practice, missing the hospitality of a place. Jesus highlights the simple truth. What sense Paul has of one who's reached into his life and indeed is intersected, brought a crucifixion, suffering of dying to self and rising up to be alive for other people, becomes the place and the action from which we reconcile. We go out to others. We become the women and men of a new age. Not in the old sense of new age, but the new age sense of the old, that the eternal forgiveness that's ours. It is the water pouring out upon us. But it's a matter of the listening to it, the taking it in, as I did this morning when I woke here and opened the doors and windows of my beautiful room up in La Paz on the hillside and thought of you and thought of God's word raining down, pouring down, raining power down to power us up, to help us to hear, to realize that God comes among us. Maybe we would say in multi-forms, and I would say yes, and in one most true, significant way. But not only for ourselves, but as Paul says, that I live no longer, but Christ living in me might go as light and life and forgiveness and healing out to the whole world, to the next person I meet, to the wife or husband I might greet, or the child that's around the corner, or the employees I just stepped aside from, others I share a work day with when I've taken time with this podcast. Later on, maybe in a week or two or whatever, we'd ask you to hold, if you wish, though, August 2nd through 4th. There's days, if you want to, you might come and join us here at the mountain for these very experiences of this beautiful transformational experience of peace breaking in so that we might break out and return this women of good news. We welcome you here as I welcome you now into this moment. The information for this isn't up on our web, but Greg and I are talking about how we'll be there soon. Reach us. Reach out to us if you wish and say, I'm anxious or I'd like to find out about this. But right now we're finding out about the rain again, the rain of God, the shower that's needed in dry places in our country and others. The alleviation of downpours of rain that have flooded other places and invites us to listen to all that is being said, to the word unfolding now. That is peace, not as a commodity, as Merton would say, as water that one day might be sold, and indeed it is, since he the one that pours down and soaks us so that life will grow up from us and become bounty for others in our world. Over and over again, as I say this, rain pours down, falls down, comes down, rising up. Our own ability to God-given sense of goodness and glory now, inklings of that, longings of that, not just for ourselves, but now for others, that will go forth as women and men of peace and to the ways. Rain down, God's love on others today. Blessings, my friend. Wonderful to spend time with you again. Greg and I wish we were doing more often. May the peace of this moment and the peace of this day, God's peace raining down upon you, be the peace that you bring into the world. For your feet, you are the beautiful ones who bear good news on the mountaintops of the world to others. We look forward to talking with you again and reflecting again. This is Dan Riley. Love to you today and peace.
Small drop became our spring, and now that spring is overflowing. A clear stream flows into the sea, and there we drown 100